This is WCWP, Brookville, public radio that rocks. From the North Shore of Nassau, 88.1 FM, and beyond, WCWP.org.
Welcome to Instrumental Invasion. Here's your host, Mike Shimeri.
Yes, this is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. Let's get into things with one of the Allman Brothers Band's instrumental standards, In Memory of Elizabeth Reed, covered by Special Effects.
Hi, this is Chiele Minucci of Special Effects, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. And don't forget how to pronounce Mike's name. It's Shimeri, like Chiele, not Shimeri or Chiele.
Got it.
I got that Chiele and Special Effects covered In Memory of Elizabeth Reed by the Allman Brothers Band. Special Effects sometimes plays that song live, and it was finally committed to an album a few weeks ago. 2022, 20 spelled out twice and the number 2, came out on April 22 of 2022. 51 years after the definitive version of In Memory of Elizabeth Reed was recorded live at the Fillmore East The compositional inspiration for Allman Brothers Band member Dickie Betts was a headstone he saw at Rose Hill Cemetery in the band's hometown of Macon, Georgia. The special effects cover had Chiele Minucci on acoustic and electric guitars, Jay Rowe on organ, Richie Cannata on tenor sax and flute, Jerry Brooks on electric bass, Lionel Cordu on drums, and percussion by Mino Sinelu. Now for the first of two songs in the next 15 minutes where one guy plays everything. This is Anders Enger Jensen with Funky Song. It isn't very long. FM and WCWP.org. Lisa Hilton with the 2022 edition of Nightingales and Fairy Tales from Life is Beautiful, legitimately released on April 1st, and not inspired by the Oscar-winning film from a quarter century ago. Lisa wrote Nightingales and Fairy Tales for her previous album, Transparent Sky, which came out last summer. I played that version on my homecoming weekend show, and I can't think of it without
It's a Triple Play
coming to mind since I used it on the talk-up. As on the original, Lisa played piano, Luquez Curtis was on acoustic bass, and Rudy Royston on drums. We have two more trios next hour, plus a trio with more than one instrument per musician. But before Lisa's trio, Anders Enger Jensen played everything on his composition, Funky Song, from Retro Grooves Volume 4 in 2020. His instruments and drum programming came courtesy of the Roland SC-55 GS MIDI sound module. Dan Siegel played all the instruments and drum programming on the song that leads off the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead.
Fridays from 9 to noon on LIU Public Radio.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
Here's one guy playing everything, number two, Dan Siegel with Before You Wake.
Hi, this is Joe Birdie, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP. Org.
Thank you, Joe. Those were the Crusaders with Mischievous Ways from the Good and Bad Times in 1986, a quarter century, 25 years, after Freedom Sound, their debut release, back when they had jazz between The and Crusaders. The only two members left by the Good and Bad Times were Joe Sample, writer of Mischievous Ways, and Wilton Felder. Joe played piano and keyboards. Wilton was on tenor sax. They were joined by Sal Marquez on trumpet, Brad Bobo on bass, Dean Parks on guitar, Sonny Emery on drums, and Paulinho da Costa with percussion. Dr. George Shaw handled keyboard programming. Before that, keyboards and drum programming by Dan Siegel on a song he wrote, Before You Wake, from On the Edge in 1985. Song 3 this segment is from 89, Eric Marienthal with It's Better Than Nothing, which is something.
You're listening to Mike Shimeri. Smile, Mike. He's always taking our pictures around WCWP. I thought I'd surprise him with this one. But tonight, it's Instrumental Invasion here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Jeff Kroll. That was Eric Marienthal with It's Better Than Nothing from Round Trip in 1989. Eric was in the Chick Corea Electric Band at the time, and he wrote It's Better Than Nothing with Chick. Alto sax was Eric's instrument. Chick's was piano, especially at the end. John Patitucci, also of the Electric Band, played bass. John J.R. Robinson on drums, and doubling up on keyboards were Mitchell Foreman and David Witham. Or without him. Waiting in the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, a pair of men named Kim. Kim Pencil, S-Y-L instead of C-I-L, goes first when we come back.
Howdy, folks. Are you ready for some great country music?
Dive in with us. The water's fine.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. Here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
As promised, Kim Pencil with a cover of Mornin' by Al Jarreau. That was a pair of men named Kim on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Kim number two was Kim Waters. 95 North was his song from Love's Melody in 1998. Kim wrote 95 North as an ode to I-95, which runs through his home state of Maryland. He played alto sax, keyboards including organ, synth bass, and any drum programming not handled by Ron Holland. Kim's brother, James Waters Jr., played real electric bass. Wayne Bruce was on electric guitar. I'd say his alter ego is Man-Bat, but that's Kirk Langstrom, and James Lloyd of Pieces of a Dream played the keyboard melody, like Love's Melody, and solo. Kim number one was Kim Pencil from Ohio with Mornin' from Under the Influence, all cover songs in 1996. Mornin' was written by Al Jarreau with Jay Graydon and David Foster in 1983 for Al's Jarreau record. And since it was called Jarreau, he billed himself as Jarreau. For his cover, Kim Pencil played muted trumpet, piano, and keyboards. His Ohio players, so to speak, were Kevin Turner on acoustic guitar and electric bass, the unrelated Reggie Jackson on drums, and percussion by present-day insurance agent Pat Ankrum. Taking us into hour two, Brian Hughes on electric guitar with Shaken, Not Stirred. ¶¶
CWP, Brookville, public radio that rocks. 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
This is hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. Hour one ended with Shaken, Not Stirred by Brian Hughes, the title track to his 1999 release. Shaken ends in I-N apostrophe rather than E-N like James Bond. Incidentally, 99 was the year of The World Is Not Enough with Pierce Brosnan as 007. Brian Hughes wrote the title track, Shaken Not Stirred, and played electric guitar. Les Portelli was on piano, organ, and keyboards, including synth vibes, Colin Barrett on bass, Mark Kelso on drums, and percussion by Art Avalos. Hour two begins with Mindy Hebert and a song from her new half-instrumental, half-vocal album, Forever. April is the song. In May.
Hi, this is Alan Seltzer from the Grooveyard, Saturday nights at WCWP. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thanks, Alan. That was the Bob James Trio with Maputo, the capital of Mozambique, from Feel Like Making Live, whose street date was January 28th. But the songs were recorded as 4K videos back in October 2018, outside of Seattle, Washington. Maputo was written by bassist Marcus Miller for Bob's 1986 collaboration with saxophonist David Sanborn. Double Vision was the name of that collaboration. Marcus played for the Crusaders on Healing the Wounds in 91 with Maputo as one of the tracks. Whereas Marcus played electric bass and Bob was on keyboards on the original, and he also played electric bass on the Crusaders version, did Marcus. Bob's trio version has him on acoustic piano, Michael Palazzolo on acoustic bass, and Billy Kilson on drums. Before that, Mindy Hebert with April from Forever on March 18th. Mindy wrote April with longtime writing partner Matthew Hager, who doesn't play on his co-composition. Mindy is on alto sax, just like David Sanborn, Tim Pierce on acoustic and electric guitars like Chiele Minucci and mandolin was one of the acoustic guitars that Tim played, Rodney Lee on keyboards, Sean Hurley on electric bass, and Abe Laboriel Jr., another junior, on drums. Abe Sr. plays bass. Going from a piano trio that recorded in Seattle to an organ trio based in Seattle. Here's the Del Von Lamar organ trio with Get to Steppin'.
This is Travis Demers, the radio voice of the Portland Trailblazers, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Travis. That was the Del Von Lamar Organ Trio, DLO3, with Get to Steppin' from Cold as Weiss, which came out on February 11th. Get to Steppin', written by Del Von, is an approximation of Get to Steppin', slang for leave or get moving. Del Von was on organ, Jimmy James on guitar, and the titular Daniel Vanilla Weiss on drums. Del Von's middle name is Lamar, his last name is Dumas, and Jimmy James's real name is Jabril Williams, so I can't say no relation to Bob James. I can say the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari is devoted to past and present members of the Rippingtons and the Rippingtons themselves. Keep it here.
WCWP's Eclectic Radio Theater,
where oldies come alive.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here at 88.1 WCWP.
Greg Kourakos, original member of the Rippingtons, goes first this segment with Mesa Moon.
Hi, this is Ryan Grabo, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. It's a ripping good time.
This segment is a ripping good time with past and present members of the Rippingtons. The song you just heard was by the Rippingtons, at least in name, Wild Tales from True Stories in 2016. Three members played on Wild Tales: Brandon Fields on alto sax, Dave Carasone on drums and timbales, and founder Russ Freeman, the composer, on everything else, keyboards and acoustic and electric guitars like Chiele Minucci and Tim Pierce, plus bass like Kevin Turner, who also played guitar, and presumably talk box. Before that, Greg Kourakos, original member of the Rippingtons and another Maryland native, with his composition Mesa Moon from GK, his initials, in 2009. And I assume Mesa Moon refers to the Mesa Moon Motel in Cedar Edge, Colorado, at the base of the Grand Mesa. Unless it doesn't. Keeping with the album title, musicians are addressed by their initials in the liner notes. GK was on piano, keyboards, synth strings, synth bass, and drum programming. MP, Michael Paolo, on flute. MO, Michael O'Neill, on electric guitar. EB, Eric Baines, on real bass. Percussion by LC, Lenny Castro, and the horn section of LT, Lee Thornburg, on muted trumpet with a solo. RB, Rick Braun, on flugelhorn. JV, Jacques Voymont, on trombone. And RR, Rick Rossi, on tenor sax. Current Rippingtons member Bill Heller, BH, bats third this segment with Latinesque.
Hey folks, this is keyboard player Bill Heller from the Rippingtons, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
That was Bill Heller with Latinesque from Find the Way in 2014, written by Bill on piano with Carl Fisher on trumpet, Luis Bonilla on trombone, Rico Belled on bass, Dave Carasone on drums, and percussion by Ronnie Gutierrez. Bill, Rico, and Dave are currently with the Rippingtons, and we heard Dave on the Rip's song Wild Tales before Latinesque. Bill had Find the Way, Darren and Ron rocks the world to lead off the last segment of tonight's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. Next.
Hey, it's me, Jay Maradley. Catch me Sundays, 2 to 6 p.m. Eastern for the last 40 years, so check it out.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Sure enough, it's Darren Ron with Rock the World, which is not enough.
Hi, this is David Benoit, pianist, conductor, and host on KJAZZ 88.1. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on another 88.1 WCWP.
David plays last tonight, but that was Ken Navarro from Maryland with Shandling, a tribute to the late great comedian Gary Shandling on I Will Still Be Here in 2021. The spirit of Gary called Ken up and asked if he would write the tribute. That's a reference to the It's Gary Shandling Show theme song. Shandling, and yes, it did end abruptly, just like Gary's life, sadly, was a duet with embellishments. Ken's instruments were acoustic guitar and electric bass, like Kevin Turner and Russ Freeman, Celeste, and organ. And the other guy was Billy Hulting, who played vibraphone, xylophone, and marimba. Before Shandling, we heard Rock the World by Darren Ron, the title track to his March 4th release. Darren's instruments on his composition were tenor sax, Wurlitzer, keyboards, and programming. Paul Jackson Jr., still another junior, on electric guitar, Mel Brown on bass, and Terrell Martin on drums. So then, our last song is by David Benoit, who played, by the way, on the first Rippingtons album, since we had all Rippingtons in the previous segment. Generations, as in Generations of Music Styles, part one of his three big band songs, Sweet, on A Midnight Rendezvous, which came out on February 18th. Soloing among the big band were Eric Marienthal, still another Rippingtons alum, who we heard last hour with his Chick Corea electric band chums, and Eric was on alto sax, Gordon Goodwin on tenor sax, and either Wayne Bergeron or Dan Fornero on muted trumpet. In addition to writing, conducting, arranging, and orchestrating, David played piano, Roberto Valli was on acoustic bass, and Dan Schnell on drums. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. Again, we're going out with Generations by David Benoit. So long.